Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, September 11th, 2025. The Maine Cheese Guild's 9th annual Maine Cheese Festival will be held this coming Sunday, September 14th, in Pittsfield. From the description, this annual showcase of the best Maine artisan cheeses encourages attendees to taste and explore the vast array of superb Maine cheeses crafted from cow, goat, water buffalo, and sheep milk. This is the largest gathering of cheesemakers in the state and a great opportunity to learn about the craft right from the makers. Attendees can sample and purchase nationally recognized cheeses from 15-plus small artisanal Maine cheesemakers. A beer and wine garden will contain vendors sampling and selling Maine beer, wine, and spirits. Local food trucks will be cooking throughout the day. Additional vendors will include foods that pair well with Maine cheese, like ferments, crackers, breads, jams, and chutneys. Craft artisans will include goat milk soaps, pottery, and charcuterie boards. Entertainment will include a live music tent featuring local favorites of cheese fairies, a magician, and activities for kids. The festival will be located at Manson Park in Pittsfield. It's taking place on Sunday from 11 to 5. Tickets are available by advance purchase only. You can find out more and purchase tickets at mainecheesefestival.org. The Peace and Justice Center of Eastern Maine has started a new weekly vigil calling for an end to the violence and genocide in Gaza and freedom for Palestinians. The new vigil started last week and will continue on Saturdays from 11 to noon at Pierce Park next to the Bangor Public Library. Indivisible Solidarity in Action Speaker Series is hosting a two-part event for those who would like to learn about mutual aid and community response teams. They say, quote, "Once we recognize that our society is not rooted in equality and make a personal commitment to fighting for justice, it becomes vital that our work begins at home in our own communities. We can use our privileges, whatever they may be, to ease someone else's burden. At these two sessions, we'll learn how to support each other outside the traditional power structures through mutual aid and community response teams with our special guest, Stephanie Rerick. Stephanie Rerick is the creative director of Mutual Aid Networks, a new type of networked cooperative," end quote. Organizers recommend that if you'd like to do a little bit of preparation before the sessions, that you read the Mutual Aid book by Dean Spade as background material. The two-part series starts on Monday, this coming Monday, September 15th, and then continues on the 29th. For more information and to register, go to mobilize.us/indivisible. And finally, the 4 p.m. local news and public affairs show today is Common Ground Radio, hosted by MOFCA staff. This month is all about garlic. Garlic grows from cloves that are planted in the fall. Mature heads of garlic are harvested the following summer. From seed selection to fertility to mulching practices, Brittany Hopkins of Wise Acre Farms will share how she cultivates a healthy, certified organic garlic crop in Kenduskeag. That's coming up this afternoon at 4, only here on Community Radio WERU-FM. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.